Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Your password!
Happy National Change Your Password Day.
Showtime!
Password is space bar.
That's it. 1, 2, 3, 4.
My password. How many people have your password? Your kid's name. 1!
That's right.
The thing is, I have to update my password like within 3 more days.
Oh, and the work. I see you the expiry notice.
What number are you on? I'm on 18 so far. I just keep pushing the number back.
Oh, I don't do that. I just change around a symbol or something. I've got a super complicated password anyways, so I don't even know why they make me change it.
So many passwords to keep up with. Everybody's got a password, a code, a double authentication system.
Or you're my husband and your password is football 74.
Yeah, because that was his high school number?
Yes.
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's get into their bank account, though.
That's not going to happen, pal. I make the passwords.
Oh.
All right. Good morning. Time to get up. It's a minute after 6 o'clock. I have things to tell you about today. I have a whole, there's a whole list at the first of every month. Today's the first of February, by the way. Welcome to February. At the first of every month, all the streamers add tons of new stuff. So all the streaming networks have a huge list of things that are added today that I'm sure you'll want to catch up on or see.
Lovey-dovey stuff.
No, I'm more interested in some kind of secret you're supposed to have.
Well, actually, he has the secret to making the best.
I have a secret for Valentine's Day.
I didn't watch a video. I just saw where you put the caption about the secret today.
See, she does. She cares so little about what I put up there.
I just saw it.
I didn't watch it. Watch the video. Yeah. We're going to get the secrets out of him today. He's got lots of them, and we're going to find out what at least one of them are coming up just a little bit later.
I never get lonely.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Good morning to you. Rain today was really coming down this morning when I got up. I can actually hear it this morning running down the gutters, and then got out this morning and it was coming down pretty good. That's going to be the continuing theme today and tomorrow.
This has been the wettest winter. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, think about it. If it was cold enough and all this was snow,
that would be fine.
Be a lot of snow, man.
It would be.
So 51 today, 45 tomorrow. Sunny Friday and Saturday. We're going to be cold as we head into the weekend.
I was looking at the long-range temperatures from the Climate Prediction Center through February. And hope y'all like above-average temperatures.
Going to be warm?
Going to be kind of a warm February.
Yeah. So I saw that yesterday, I must have seen it 10 times yesterday, the thing you brought up yesterday. January was a long month, but we made it. Was a long year,
long
but we
year.
Made it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought January went by pretty quick
this
year.
No, it did. I just thought that was pretty funny.
It was funny. But I guess for a lot of people, you know, it did go by.
Normally January drags on just because there's nothing going on, but I'm telling you, it was a blip for me.
Well, let me tell you about Wunan.
Okay.
Wunan started the year out the right way because he found out that in January he earned $885,000 by filming himself running around and jumping up and down in high heels. True story, Wunan models his own line of heels. His shoes sell for about $150 a pair. Most of his followers are women who want to buy the shoes because they look great and they seem to be well made. And he earned all that money from his social media channels and sales of the shoes. So January was a good month for him. $885,000.
I think I've seen that somewhere.
Wunan?
Yeah, jumping around, dancing in heels.
The thing that people get paid nowadays to do.
I know.
Again, take me back to before all this. 10 years old. We were talking about it yesterday. and I would become a YouTube sensation.
Yeah, like these unboxing videos.
I'm so annoyed. I don't care what you order.
Oh, I love watching these.
Oh, God.
But to your point, who would have ever thought that people would, first of all, find a video, watch a video of you, of someone unboxing anything, and them making money because you're watching them unbox.
Correct.
Here's my Target haul. How did you afford all that? That was at least $300.
Who would have ever thought?
Look, Target does not.
Oh, I know.
Target tells you what you need.
I've been telling my husband I've been avoiding Target for like 3 weeks now because I don't need anything. And I'm like, if I go in there, Target's going to tell me I need something.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to spend too much money.
Come to Bullseye's Playground.
I know. I'm fighting it.
Come hither. Spend your money.
And get a Starbucks while you're at it.
No.
That smell, that coffee that hits you when you go in.
Sunset through a windshield. I can see it now like a picture. See my Dixieland alight. That's how we do, fancy light.
6:17 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Balling on the budget, Valentine's Day style.
Guys, I'm here to help you today. Okay, this is very simple. Let's take an item.
Should I be writing this down?
I think you should.
Do you have anybody give a Valentine's Day gift to?
No.
Yeah, do you?
Nope.
Do you want
Not
to?
Not the mysterious date nope. woman who you paid for the date?
Nope. You guys are trying to read something into something that doesn't exist. Okay, back That's to what you're job. Saying.
So, this year, and I've done this many years before, let's say your girlfriend, wife, fiance wants chocolate-covered strawberries.
Who doesn't? I could eat some right now.
Guys, may I suggest, instead of buying chocolate-covered strawberries at one of these fine establishments, make them at home, and they'll be 20 times as better and cheaper.
Holy crap, you're a genius!
How yes. do you get them right, though? How do you get them
Here's
smooth?
Here's the secret. What I like to do is I go pick out the strawberries, come
and
home.
And the strawberry has to be perfect.
They do. I know. And I come home and I use the Lily's baking chips.
Well, that's because your wife is taking care of herself. That's why. But for anybody else, Toll House or Walmart brand.
But now, are you buying the melting chocolate that's designed to be used in that way?
No, I'm actually using the baking chips because I think that they taste better. But what I do is I go in and I put a little bit of coconut oil in it.
Is that to make them smooth and glossy?
Yes.
Otherwise, they melt down kind of cakey. They're weird when you try to melt them. I've made chocolate chip cookies with them.
And you got to put that, if you're not going to use a double boiler, which I wouldn't suggest doing, I would put it in the microwave for 30 seconds, and after that, 15-second increments.
Yeah, because if you leave chocolate in too long, it will burn it, and it will be awful.
And you have to stir it, guys.
I would say that if you two know this, hopefully a lot of other people do that.
I don't know. I don't think so. I didn't learn this till like 3 years ago.
Jeez. And if it's a guy, I guarantee half of them don't have a clue.
If you want the easy way to do it, instead of going to try to hunt down Lily's chips and coconut oil because your wife doesn't care about what she's eating, go get some plain old chocolate chips, the melting chips, whatever, a little bit of milk, put it in the microwave, stir every 30 seconds.
And then get you also, fun fact, get you a second flavor. It could be anything. Could be butterscotch. Could be white chocolate. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Get you a second one. Make a smaller side of that. After you get done coating the strawberries in chocolate, you're going to take a big spoon. You're going to let it drain off a little bit. And then you're going to go back and forth across it and make the lines.
That's easy, too. I was going to say, take the ends of a fork will help it drip off easily. Or you put it in a sandwich bag and cut the tip.
Mm-hmm.
Cut the corner of it and make a drizzle out of that.
And that's called a piping bag.
That's right. And put those on the
piping bag.
Parchment paper and put them in the fridge. And then maybe after, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes or something, instead of you having a whole pan in there, take them out, put them in a piece of Tupperware, close the lid, put them in there. And then when you're ready to give them or surprise them, they're right there for you.
You're ready to serve them on a silver tray in bed.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing this year. I'm doing the chocolate-covered strawberries. I may or may not. I don't know if
first,
I'll bake
First of all, that's not all he's going to be doing. You can bet on that. Because he's the man when it comes
He'll
to all
He'll be overdoing
stuff.
It.
He's the man. I mean, nobody can touch you. Nobody.
I'm the man. Right? Look, is that what you're saying?
You're a man.
Yeah, please stop hyping him up.
But nobody, in that department, nobody touches you, dude. You're the best.
Well,
gotta write that book. I've been telling you. And I'm not even kidding. I mean, it could be one of these small little booklets like you buy at an airport that's got 25 pages in
okay.
it. Just do it.
Heading down south to the land of the pines. I'm thumbing my...
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:33. If you're just opening your eyes, rain outside your window, 51 today.
I can't stand the rain.
I'm a little tired of it, too. More rain tomorrow, but sun on Friday and Saturday. Blake Shelton, Carly Pierce, Jackson Dean coming to town Thursday, February 23rd at the Greensboro Coliseum. And we've got this cool contest. It's one of these experience things where you win and you get to go backstage and you get to see the buses and look on the buses, see the trucks and see how all that works, see the staging, how all that's rigged. And then Blake's got the backstage bar that you get to hit while you're back there, too.
We never give away stuff like that. Like, that we literally, besides, like, totally private, this is the one other cool thing we've ever done.
It gives you...
Ever.
It gives you something that you couldn't buy, something like this. You know what I mean? So it's a cool contest. And a little bit different the way we've been doing it. And if you haven't gotten on the train, you need to get on it because this won't be the last time we do a contest like this. There'll be more and more of these.
Yeah.
Where you listen to The Wolf on the Odyssey app. The Odyssey app is free in your app store for any device you have. The best way to use this, in my opinion, is on your personal device at home. Just say, hey, Google, play 93.1 The Wolf. And it's on, and just leave it on because every hour you listen gives you a separate entry, a new entry, to win this experience backstage at the Blake Shelton Show.
Also, if you can, like, plug up your phone at work, just open up the Odyssey app, turn the volume all the way down if you can't really have music playing. And I say plug your phone in because it's going to drain that battery. And just let it roll. Let it roll off the app. Mm-hmm. It's going to give you those entries every single hour. Before you know it, you're going to have 8 hours.
So it eliminates any real work for you. You don't have to dial a number. You don't have to text a word.
You don't have to listen. You just have to listen. You know what I'm saying?
So just put it on. Just trying to make
that
it
was
easy.
Confusing.
There you have to, if you've never done it before, they call it set up an account, but don't let that scare you. It takes 30 seconds. Basically, we need your email address. So if you win, we can get in touch with you.
First and last name email.
And once you're logged in, just stay logged in.
No timeshare information yet.
No, we're not doing any of that yet. I'm sure they'll come up with some way.
We have this great idea. You're going to love it.
Enjoy it now before we figure out a way to get in your wallet.
Baby, she's Alabama.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:38. You know, last few days we've been talking about, well, everybody's talking about the price of eggs and how they can get around, how expensive eggs are, and are they going up or are they going down or whatever the case may be. And some people are buying chickens and trying to, you know, have their own eggs there. Well, let me tell you about a business out in California. They are making money off the egg shortage in a sort of a different way. He is renting hens to people, renting as part of his company, Rent Backyard Hens.
That's smart. I like that.
Eric Struther, who lives in California, says he'll cost you $375 for a four-week rental. He says renters need a backyard with a fence so dogs and other wildlife don't eat his chickens and hens. But you can rent them for $375 for 4 weeks.
I feel like yours would be easier just to buy the eggs at that point.
Yeah.
He is doing such a business that he has a hard time maintaining a supply of hens to rent.
Really?
That's how well it's going.
Well, it's hard, too, because you can't let them cross the street.
Oh, my God. Get me out of here.
True.
I'm just saying.
It's really true.
Life wasted a paycheck on whiskey and lawn.
Man, he's got a lot of songs, but it's hard to beat that one. It's Larry Fleet, Where I Find God. He's got a cute kid, too. He's got one that puts on social media all the time. He's just out there having a great time with that kid. 6:53 now, and we got to keep an eye on the new stuff coming. Got a little redevelopment going on up on the north side of Greensboro.
North of town, as they say.
Well, it used to be. You're right, it used to be. That area there is being redeveloped. I don't know who's doing it. I don't know if somebody bought the whole center or what, but they got the theater, the Brassfield Cinema, that had been closed for I don't know how long, has been purchased by another cinema chain, and they're reopening a theater there.
Hmm.
And they need a theater in that general area there, because it's a clip to another one from where they're situated.
Yeah.
So that's good news. Then this burger chain called the Habit Burger Joint is so good.
I saw the pictures. I am excited about it.
Looks maybe, so good.
Maybe it's because it's a sesame seed bun for me.
You like that?
I like that.
So they're coming to town in that Chick-fil-A building that's empty now. When they closed that Chick-fil-A in the front of the shopping center that's up there near Battleground and moved it across the road and all those newfangled deals. They're going to go in that building there. And Lowe's Hardware, Lowe's Home Improvement, is going to have an outlet in there.
So, like, mark down things they're trying to get rid of?
I don't know. It's going to be a Lowe's outlet.
Damaged equipment that's still good?
All possibles, Chase. You're thinking along the right line, but I don't know any specifics.
Okay. All right.
But, yeah, they're going to do a whole new situation over there. And I can't wait for that Habit Burger. That's going to be the burger scene here 2 years ago. Terrible.
Now you can't make up your mind on where to go.
Now there's a battle going on. It's really, really stepped up the game.
And I've never heard of the Habit chain of restaurants, but apparently there's one in Burlington I didn't even know about.
I don't either. It's funny, I don't get to Burlington very often, but I was in Burlington yesterday. I went over there. There's a store, a 5-Eleven store. It's just got my boys know what I'm talking about. And I went over to that store, but I was in Burlington yesterday.
Burlington.
Yeah. He went to the Adam and Eve store, all 40.
Ew.
Had a sale.
Ew.
It was 2 for Tuesday yesterday.
Oh!
I was getting two of everything, man.
Oh,
awesome.
God.
I wouldn't mind being alone. I wouldn't keep...
There's Scotty with a new one. Matters to Her, 704. What's this business about Touch the Troops meeting Girl Scout cookies and Girl Scout cookie wars and all this business? What's happening?
Well, as you know, we're doing Touch the Troops, getting people to send out cards, letters.
Yeah, I got a bunch right here.
Right. To our service members. Well, I'm also hunting for a troop to be the one I back behind for the cookie wars between Chase and I. Chase has his troop. I have yet to find one. But someone sent me some information about a troop that is doing cookies at the Thunderbirds games every Friday through March 8th. They're selling cookies outside the Thunderbirds game.
Okay. Hmm.
But what's really cool about it is that this troop, it says, if you can't eat the cookies yourself, you can always donate to Operation Sweet Treat, our service project, sending cookies to members of our military and their families, both at home and overseas.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I like the idea of opening my little care package and finding some caramel delights.
So,
oh, yeah.
Bonnie McCumber, you get a random message from me on Facebook today. I want your troop as my troop because I like the way you do things.
Where are they located?
I think Winston.
Okay.
I think that's where perfect. They hold Thunderbird games at the Fairgrounds in the annex.
This is like a 2-for-1 whammy for you. You get the Touch the Troops aspect and the Girl Scout cookies.
I know. When I read that, I said, you know what? I like that. That is pretty cool. So the fact that you could buy from this troop and then you're like, like us, like we love Girl Scout cookies, but we don't need them in our house. We're trying really hard to watch what we're eating. And that's why we gave you the rest of them, Chase, out of the
box. Wait, that was the rest of them?
That was minus 4. I kept 4 to the side because I'm sure somebody else is going to want to try them. So
just take the edge off.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm all choked up. Anyways.
It's an emotional thing giving away cookies like that to me.
So anyways, you know, I just think, how cool is that? And I still need a troop of 8 girls in Forsyth County.
Yeah, listen.
Okay, all right.
We're going to whoop up on you out there in old Randleman. Randolph County.
I posted on my personal Facebook page. I posted a post yesterday.
You're getting sick.
I don't know what's going
on. You're getting
sick. No, I'm not getting sick. Yeah, this just happens once a week to me.
She got the Rona.
Anyways, I posted on my personal page and people are tagging people. They're like, oh, where do you need cookies? I can hook you up. I'm like, I don't need cookies.
Yeah.
I want to talk about you selling the cookies.
Yeah, that's the idea. So if you're down, she's ready.
About 8 girls. That's what I'm looking for in a truth. I don't care how old they are. I just need good sellers, okay. Hard workers.
Let her know. DM her. She'll get you set all. Get y'all set up. 7:07 now.
I saw your sister at work. I saw. Let me lose my mind.
That's Brent Eldridge, my Christmas card cover partner.
I know, you and Edgar together and all.
7:23, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie Chase, good morning to you. Thanks for listening. I guess when you go to the grocery store and you got a, it's like sticker shock every time you go. No matter what you do, you think, okay, I wonder how many, 1, 2, 3, counting how many items you got here. You get up, the total comes up and you're like, what?
$80.
How's that possible?
Yeah.
Well, it's because everything costs $1 million. But I guess some things are worth the ticket price. There are some things, that, but there's not a lot, but there are some things that I'll just, okay, I'm buying that because that's,
oh yeah,
that's the best. That's what I like. And not because I'm chicken to try. I've tried other things.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
No, I go right back to where I'm going. So there was a bit of a list that came up with yesterday.
You know, I'm a cheapskate. I went to Food Lion yesterday. Turns out, you know, I love my MVP card. One, because it's nice when you get done checking out.
It makes you feel like an MVP too.
They hit that button and it just, knocks down the price some. Sometimes it's like $20. You're like, wow.
That's a psychological game, by the way, they play with you. Go ahead.
They can play it all day because I love it. So anyways, yesterday, I didn't do a lot of like the MVP shopping, but I do get those curated coupons that they come in the mail.
Oh, yeah.
Of the like perforated, you can tear them off. I look so forward to getting those in the mail.
Don't use the word curated again. It's a trigger word for me. I'll go completely nuts. I'm so tired of that.
All right. You're welcome.
Curated.
Anyways.
Curated blank list.
Uh-huh.
I thought, how cool is this? So there was a lot of things that are buy one, get one free. Like we've been eating a lot of like broccoli and other vegetables that come frozen that were steaming up and eating it on the side. I had to buy one, get one on those.
Well, and broccoli, y'all. But that house is full of gas.
Oh my God, we have so much broccoli in our house. But there was quite a few good deals. Anyways, I spent $100 yesterday, and I felt like I spent $100 yesterday.
So that's a good thing.
For once, I'm like, wow, okay. I feel like I got all the bang for my buck yesterday using the coupons and shopping smart and just getting the few things we needed. But I get home and I see this little list. I see, but it's true. On like 5 things people will absolutely splurge on, and it made me think about what are those things that you're going to splurge on. What are the things that you absolutely are going to spend your money on every time?
I know. I think I know what's on that list. It happens every time. I'm like, maybe we can cut corners. We finally said no. We're no longer going to cut corners on this product.
Well, the 5 things, real quickly. Our Starbucks coffee, which I'm assuming people are buying the actual brand coffee in the stores.
Right here. Right here.
I don't either. I'm a off-brand donut coffee shop coffee person.
Right here. I got peppermint mocha at home right now.
The second one's Kerrygold butter, which I don't understand either. I'm a big, like, I'll cook a lot and use butter and everything, but it's like, I just Food Lion brand salted is all I need.
Yeah, is that the Irish thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I bet it's good.
I'm sure it is. I don't eat butter anymore. I can't eat it, but I can imagine it's good. But it is pricey, very pricey.
The other one is literally it's a fan favorite. It's one of those things that I think TikTok or somebody made popular. But it is I'll just go ahead and say, I don't know how to say it. Rao's. The jar, like they have pizza and pasta sauces.
Sauce.
It's not any better for you.
Oh, I know.
Than like, honestly, like the Taste of Inspiration's Food Lion brand. Lower calories, lower sugar than Rao's, whatever it is.
I will say one that's better than Rao's that is a off-brand is the Target Good and Gather pasta sauce. Better than the name brand and, you know, cheaper, obviously.
Yeah. Also, the last two, Boar's Head, 100% will spend my money on Boar's Head.
I agree.
And number one for me is Hellman's. It says Hellman's here. I get y'all are a different brand person, but that's the one thing you always reach for. You're not going to go get a Food Lion brand Lion brand mayonnaise. You're going to go get Duke's.
Right. Yeah, I get that. I do get Duke's. I'm just a Duke's guy straight down the line. Now, I don't have any objection to Hellman's. If somebody's serving Hellman's, that's fine. But personally, I do buy Duke's. And they have a coleslaw dressing now that I'm tempted to try, but I've been big on the Marzetti's. I've said this before. There's no better store-bought slaw dressing than Marzetti's original slaw. Dressing,
as long as you don't look at the nutrition facts on the back, is good.
I'm trying to think of the things that I buy on the regular that like I have to have the brand of.
I'll tell you right now, it's got to be on it. Well, I mean, maybe not right now, but Oreos. Do not get the knockoff at all.
Yeah, those you absolutely cannot get an off-brand of.
Oreos straight up.
Ritz is the same way. Don't tell me there's a Ritz out there that tastes like Ritz. That's off-brand because there's not.
Everything's better when it sits on a Ritz.
Amen.
Thanks.
Delicious.
And there's also a couple things I used to think the Cheez-Its at Aldi were good, and then I ate real Cheez-Its again, and I'm like, I lied to myself.
Yeah, Cheez-Its, that's a mighty tasty little snack.
The Wheat Thins are the same way, too. But yeah, I can answer this for my mom, 100%. She's a toilet paper towels, on brand. It's got to be Angel Soft and Bounty.
Really?
She will not, she don't care. She got $3 to her name. She's coming home with Bounty and Angel Soft.
And she's tried other brands.
I don't know if she has, but my whole life, I did all the grocery shopping for her once I got my license. And still to this day, I go grocery shopping with her. My girl is a Bounty and Angel Soft girl for life.
All right. What about you?
Life's
what about
too
you?
Short to wipe your butt with something hard.
My wife said mac and cheese.
Kraft.
Well, obviously. Or the deluxe shells.
No.
Kraft. Velveeta.
Kraft. How about you? Mm. What will you not skimp on? It's the brand name or nothing for you. 680 Wolf.
We've been swinging and missing.
Wake up with the Wolf Show and talking about stuff that's worth the squeeze when you go to the store. How many products will you pay the dough for and not scrimp, not go cheap, not go generic? Wake up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Something I will not skimp on. I have to buy name brand soda. The off-brand sodas at the stores just are not the same.
Okay. All right, so it's your Coke, Pepsi, whatever. Got to be the real thing.
Yeah, Coke or Dr. Pepper. Those off-brands like Dr. Thunder or whatever.
Come on!
They are not the same.
I agree. They don't cut it.
Dr. Thunder's where it's at, baby!
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Wake up with the Wolf Show.
Has anybody said mayonnaise?
Well, we did talk about mayonnaise. Now, Annie is a Hellman's girl, and Chase and I are Duke's.
Kraft.
Okay, Kraft. Now, when I was a kid, my mom and dad would buy nothing but Kraft mayonnaise.
Ugh.
And then later on, when they were older, I don't remember what year this was, but they said, Kraft changed their recipe. They did.
Oh, my gosh. They changed their jar size, that's for sure, right along with everything else.
Right. Does anybody remember JFG mayonnaise?
Yeah, they still make that.
Yes,
do they?
Yeah.
They still make it. And it used to be the cheapest on the market, and it was decent, but, you know, And Miracle Whip, that's for the birds.
Yeah, I don't like that either. All right, you're a Kraft girl. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for texting at 680 Wolf. Kevin Wilson said peanut butter. It's got to be Jif. Also,
I'm Jif. I can go Jif or Peter Pan.
I can go off brand, Food Lion brand, Aldi brand.
Well, I can too. But if I'm buying, I'll automatically just go to Jif every time.
I've just never had a I don't know, peanut butter to me, all peanut butter pretty much tastes the same to me.
Yeah. Somebody texted in, they said Milo sweet tea.
Oh,
absolutely.
My God.
I don't know why anybody buys tea. I mean, tea's so cheap to make. I make it at home all the time, but I've tasted that tea. I know what they're talking about.
I will say, what's funny about this person who texted in Milo sweet tea is their car called them out. It sent an automated reply, the while I'm driving message. I'm driving / sent from my car.
Okay.
Good thing it called him out. Don't be doing that. So don't be texting and driving.
That's why you didn't want me to. You know what that means, right? What? It's like people with Apple CarPlay. You literally hit a button and you say send text to, and you type in, you say a number. Like literally, I can say the number.
I'm from Franklinville. We barely got enough.
Says the guy with the bougie
internet.
Car.
We're still sending stuff at 9600 baud.
Yep.
We had a couple people chime in on Facebook and Instagram. Missy Long said snack cake. She'll only buy a little Debbie. Which I mean,
little Debbie.
If that's the on brand, I don't know. I feel like it's the off brand for the price. It's really so cheap. Why would you buy an off-brand Little Debbie?
Little Debbie, I know they make a lot of different things, but I flash right back to that original oatmeal cream pie, man.
It's so good.
My mom loves those things.
The big ones have too much in it, by the way.
Too much cream, also.
Actual Cheetos, both crunchy and the cheese puffs. I have to have the name brand.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah. My friend Melanie, she said, what is it? Hidden Valley Ranch. And I said, nothing compares.
No store bought. No, I agree.
Given the opportunity, it would be best to do the Hidden Valley powder.
I'd rather homemade. I don't like Hidden Valley. I don't like any bought ranch. I'd rather have homemade ranch, or there's no ranch going to be going on my plate.
Word.
I don't like that. And last but not least, Cindy Hackaday made a good point. She said she will not buy the store brand apples and cinnamon oatmeal. It has to be Quaker Oats.
There is something weird about that. I don't know what. Frankly, it's probably more sugar. I don't know. But there is a huge difference in the taste of those. I agree. So I'm with it. You know, now that you're thinking about it, you start thinking, there's a lot of things that I'm like, now only go this direction on this. You know, I'm not going to cheat. But I've tried. You know, I've tried all these other things. And you talked about Ritz crackers a while ago.
Yes.
All right, let me move over to saltine crackers for a second. Now, a lot of people think the premium salt, Nabisco premium saltine.
I love them.
Let me tell you what's better than that and half the price. Publix brand of saltine crackers, the best.
See, saltine crackers are one of those things for me too. It's like, yes, do I like the premium? Yeah, but like at the same time, do I typically go for the store brand? Absolutely.
Here's the problem. They'll break on you. I don't know.
Yeah.
Nikki Noble just messaged us on Instagram and said, water, got to be a little blue. Okay, Nikki. Money back.
Supporting that local company.
Now, what we all can agree on, pizza rolls.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Totino's the only brand to buy.
Jack makes good whiskey.
Birthday time, what a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation.
Get it, girl.
This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today. As usual, if you'd like to get on this list, you can send us a message on Facebook or Instagram at 931thewolf, or you can text or call 680-WOLF. We missed a birthday yesterday. Happy belated birthday to Shannon Gray of Mayodan. Hope you had a great birthday. Celebrating today, the Big 12, Hayes O'Connor of Summerfield. Happy birthday, pal. Arielle Buford of Winston-Salem is celebrating, along with Dwayne Pirtle of Stokesdale, Stacy Kitchens of Kernersville, Caitlin Delgado of Stewart, Virginia is 18 today, Casey Stone of Stokesdale celebrating, Christina Moncrief of High Point, Nicole Pearson of Mayodan, Helen Neal of Greensboro, Donna Duncan from Walnut Cove, Kelly Shapiro of High Point, Joanne Taylor of Graham, Tyler Fulcher of Stoneville, Ashley Davis of Winston-Salem, Joshua Lewis of Mayodan, and my sweet little nephew, Gavin Fuentes, is 7 years old today. Happy birthday, pal.
I noticed there's a lot of Mayodans in there.
There is today. I don't know why. Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 8:04 now. Rain today, 51. Listen, I guess the planets have aligned here with Touch the Troops and the Girl Scout Cookie War is coming together here.
There's a super cool troop. I'm not sure who they are, like what trooper number they are. I do know that they sell, they sell cookies at the Thunderbirds games, and they're doing it every Friday until March 8th. Someone sent this to me, and the lady who posted it, her name was Bonnie McCumber, and I would like to know what troop this is so we can kind of shout them out a little bit more. But I think it's really cool what they're doing, you know, selling the cookies. So if you want to go buy cookies from them, they're doing this thing where they say if you can't eat the cookies yourself, kind of like my household, we're trying not to have cookies at home because they're bad for us, even though we love them. If you still want to support them, you can always donate them to Operation Sweet Treat, which is their service project, sending cookies to members of our military and their families, both at home and overseas. So I thought that was really cool. We got Touch of Troops going on. They've got Girl Scout cookies going on, but they're also in their own way doing a Touch the Troops.
Yeah.
And probably earning a badge for it, too.
That'd be cool. I thought that was really cool.
You know, how? I wonder if in the future we could combine the two. Since they are right here at the same time.
Yeah, because we got Touch the Troops, which will end here in like 10, 11 days. And then we're going to have the Girl Scout thing, which is starting now, building up. Maybe we can cross them in here and get like a cool badge going.
That would be cool. And, you know, I still need a troop. Like I said, I don't know if that troop would like my help, but I would love to shout out a troop and support them and whoop Chase's butt in the cookie wars. I'm looking for a troop about 8 girls.
In Winston-Salem, Forsyth County, Kernersville.
Who are into cold calling and hard selling. I was just kidding about the cold calling part, but seriously.
Get out there and knock on them doors. Make some money. Let her know. DM her. 806.
A 40 HP Johnson. On.
And now it's time for
Things you need to know.
I don't know why there are some human beings in the world that are like this, but a couple abandoned their baby yesterday at Tel Aviv Airport.
Oh my gosh.
The couple and their infant were flying to Brussels. The mother and father hadn't paid the airline's $27 fee for infants. When confronted, they refused to pay and left their child at the Ryan's Air check-in counter. Of course, Ryanair called the police. The parents were taken into custody for questioning while their baby was returned to them.
$27? Their baby was returned to them?
Yep, sure was.
For $27, they did not want to pay for their child, so they literally left it. And they're like, here, take your child back. Why was CPS not called?
Smacks of some sort of I know the guy over there, and we know that I don't know what happened, but
who would be okay with them leaving their
I don't know
what kind of
Yeah, exactly.
And there are people out here who are dying to have babies and can't have one.
That's right.
Makes me sick.
That's right. A Singapore man sued a woman after she told him she only wanted to be friends.
In the friend zone.
Dang.
We're gonna call this guy, Mr. K.
Okay.
Mr. K filed two lawsuits against this woman after she rejected his romantic advances. He wanted $3 million because he claimed she damaged his reputation and caused him to suffer from trauma and depression.
Oh, what a poor little man and his poor little man ego. It's just like a man to act like that when a woman don't want him.
Okay,
poor
fella.
Aw, poor guy.
That hit a little close to home.
Aw, lady doesn't want him. Aw. No girl's ever going to want you, pal, once they see that you sued a girl for not wanting you.
Well, his lawsuit got tossed.
Thank God.
This is weird. She has agreed to go to counseling with him.
This whole situation is weird to me. I would tell him to buzz off. But probably in a worse way than that.
Yeah? What word would that be?
Can't use it on air. Can't use it on air. I like my job. I want to keep it today.
Rhymes with bird to goose quack.
Nike and Tiffany Company are teaming up for Valentine's Day.
I saw the pictures yesterday.
A new $400 sneaker that will come in a shoebox that resembles Tiffany's famous blue box. The eggshell blue high top Nike sneakers come in leather or Suede.
Wait.
They will sell out of those immediately.
You didn't have the full list of the Nike products with Tiffany.
I got some more. I didn't have the full list. I just saw that. By the way, I like, instead of saying suede, I like to say sooty.
Is that for suede?
Yeah. They will be available for a limited time this spring. Some retailers are planning on selling some versions of them for $600.
They have a shoehorn. They have a whistle, shoelaces, and a toothbrush.
Mm-hmm. All good items. Yep. You never know when you need a shoehorn.
A sterling silver shoehorn at that.
Exactly.
For a more subtle flex.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says.
That's right.
I can't. They're too big, and I can't figure out how to make them honk.
That's Tiffany & Co. and Nike say, don't forget the tongue. That's what it says on the toothbrush picture.
Okay, yeah, got to scrape, got to brush the tongue.
That's right. Today is a very special day, Dale. It's for you. It's National Spunky Old Broads Day.
Now, is that for Dale himself or for the
spunky,
women who want Dale?
Like those spunky old broads.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make a page, The Women Who Want Dale.
A short page.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Women Who Want Dale.
It's a long page, Dale. You're just not willing to bite. They look like they're going to bite, you know what I'm saying?
She's on a roll today.
She is, isn't she?
You got any more?
I woke up depressed. This is what you get.
Aw. And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Did you know the entire province of Alberta, Canada has been rat-free for 70 years? The government there decided to get rid of all the rats in World War II, and they still have pest control crews on the border to prevent any from coming in.
Can't we do that with stink bugs over here? Let's just all vouch to kill all stink bugs and get rid of them.
Yeah, well, now, see, what I'm interested in is what did they use?
Yeah.
How do they continue to keep the population controlled?
And how do you know you're keeping it controlled?
I mean, and Canada's our neighbor to the north. Why can't they use that in, say, Detroit and New York and places like that where they have these rat problems?
Really and truly, though, we are allowing things like polar bears to go extinct, but we really can't get rid of the stink bugs out here. They survive winter, global warming.
I know.
They survive the dinosaurs, I think.
There was one on the wall back there when I walked in.
Oh, God.
I just don't understand where they came from. I don't ever remember a stink bug when I was a kid. I didn't know that existed.
No.
I just don't know.
It's government release. Just like birds are actually robot cameras.
Oh, no, that's true.
They're your stink bugs are actually small drones.
Yeah.
They're checking everything out.
True.
This has been today's edition of... 1, 2, 3. You need to know.
I mean, a stink bug is shaped sort of like a drone. Seriously.
Where they came from.
Smelly.
It's a stink drone. Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 8:49 now. And Chase made a trip to the mailbox yesterday, and he really came back with a haul.
Yeah, this was a good one. I showed up, and inside the P.O. box was a little yellow slip that said, "You finna come back here and get this mail. There's a lot."
All right, well, shout out to the Fishers in Brown Summit. Big box they sent in.
Oh, that's a nice little box.
Yeah,
it is. We're talking about the post. $9.35 to mail this box. Hey, USPS, what's going on with you? It's ridiculous.
Come on.
$9 for that small little box?
$9.35, yeah.
Sheesh.
The Cohens up in Madison. Thank you. Newland Elementary in Burlington.
All right.
Got a big envelope from them
here. I like that.
I like it, too. And a big priority package from the USPS coming right in from Little Sunshine Daycare. So, thank you all for all these Valentine's. You can get under the act, too. I think today we have 10 more days as of today, I believe.
Yes.
Till the deadline. So we can team up with the USO and get all these Valentine's in the hands of these troops.
There's another one here. They didn't put the name on it, but I want to say it comes from Troy, North Carolina. Yeah, it doesn't say who it's from, but a big old package from Troy. So thank you.
Okay, so we
down
have
down yonder.
We have a pile of them in here, and we have a bunch of looks like a group made individual Valentines and sent them an individual envelope. So
Which is fine.
Yeah, you know. Got a big stack of them. But if you've got a group making a smaller Valentine's, or maybe you're using those Valentines that kids use in their classroom, just dump them all in a big envelope and send them.
I love showing up to the post office, and they just see me, and they go, here you go.
Here's your stuff.
Here's your stuff.
What's that address again to mail those troops Valentine's in?
P.O. Box 344 Climax NC 27233.
All right. We got 10 more days to get it done, which leaves you plenty of time. And again, you don't have to make them. You can buy one at the dollar store or whatever. Or if you're real crafty, you can make them. We got some real crafty ones yesterday that had like three layers to the cards.
Wow.
Cutouts, all kinds of crazy stuff. But thank you.
Girl, you know I've been on you forever.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.